Episode 3080, Fill My Cup.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to be touched by your Heavenly Father, because God has something in store for you. So open up your mind and open up your heart. It's time to fill my cup. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6 say this: You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. Whose door are you knocking on? Are you trying to fit in with everyone else around your neighborhood or in your church? Are you trying to be somebody you're not because you want to feel accepted? God loves you just as you are, but you're missing him because you're chasing the wrong thing, the wrong person. God has an open door policy for you. He never shuts you out. He has a seat at the table with your name on it. And even though people you thought you could trust hurt you, he's got you. And when your enemies come to beat you down, he meets them with you. So let me ask you, who or what are you chasing that is keeping your eyes off of God? What is it? Be specific. Are you trying to always one-up your colleague at work because you're going for the gusto when it comes to getting that pay raise or getting that promotion? Maybe you're going after this person that you love so much, but you think there's a couple other people around too, and you want to beat them to it. You want to claim the prize. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage, and so you're chasing everything else, like, oh gosh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, instead of slowing down and turning to God and asking him to fill your cup. You see, those distractions have got to go. Let God be God. Don't try and be the hero in your own life. Own what you've done and let God be the hero for you. Ask him to fill your cup. You can start by saying a prayer and inviting him into your every day. Don't assume that he's going to be a bully and wreck your day to get your attention. He doesn't work that way. He wants you to intentionally follow him and ask him to fill your cup. So when life gets a little crazy, simply repeat this verse. You treat me to a feast, Lord, while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. Cry out to him. Stop trying to do everything, well, the world's way. Because where is that getting you? Probably not very fast, very far. So what do you need to do? What do you need to change? How do you need to connect more with God? You need to build a relationship with him. And that takes work every single day. You got to pick up the Bible. You've got to read a verse. And let me tell you, if you don't have a Bible, Google it. Most everybody now has access to a computer or phone that has access to the internet. So Google Bible verse 4. And believe it or not, we've got a download. If you're feeling a certain way, yes, it's up and coming. We've almost got it there. Go check it out. It may be there by the time you get there. Sometimes technology is not my friend. But you know what? I give it to God and I say, you know what, Lord? You're going to make this happen. It's not about me. Yeah, even technology, God can beat out. I don't care how great AI is. God will always be God. Sometimes we put our hope and faith in the wrong thing. We get on the wrong roller coaster ride and we think, oh, this is going to be an adventure of a lifetime. Really? Get off that one and get on God's roller coaster. See where He takes you. Stop chasing the wrong things. Really spend time with Him. Discern what He wants you to do next. And if you're really not sure, because I know a lot of people say, Christiane, how do I know? I would first start out small. Start with this psalm and say, Lord, fill my cup. I don't know where to begin, but fill my cup. I'm tired of all the shenanigans this world is bringing me. I'm tired of trying to be someone I'm not. I'm exhausted. I'm tired of carrying around this anger and this guilt. Lord, I've got to let this go. Lord, fill my cup. Only He can fill the holes in your heart. But sometimes, you know, we try to do things under our own strength. And that, my friend, is where we fail. That, my friend, is where we fall short. God is going to hold you up right where you are. But you have got to show up. So simply ask Him, Lord, fill my cup. And then take that next step, just the one next step. It may be that you're just getting out of bed and taking a shower and you get ready for the day and you get your kids off and you go to work, whatever your routine is in the morning. And if that's all you do, then praise the Lord, that's what you do. It's not that's all you do, it's what you do. And then you come back to Him and throughout the day and you say, Lord, fill my cup. Stop listening to all the other garbage on the radio. As my grandson likes to say, turn on the Jesus music. Turn on the Jesus music, the Jesus juice. Let that feed your heart. And then pray the simple three words, fill my cup. And be one who means it sincerely. And then continue to have conversation. And it doesn't have to be out loud. If you want it to be out loud, sometimes we express better verbally. But if you're at work or you're in your car and people are around, you can pray it silently in your head. And just ask Him, I need your guidance. I need your help. Please forgive me because I don't know what I'm doing. Show me where you want me to go. He will guide you. And then, my friend, look for the God winks in your life. And what I mean by that is literally look for God to show up. Because if you're not looking, you'll miss Him. He's not going to strike you with a lightning bolt. He's not going to have a burning bush in your front yard. That's not how He works nowadays. So you've got to be alert and aware. You've got to be attentive to where He is leading you. My prayer for you today, my friend, may your heart beat for the love of Christ and may your schedule be to dine with Him every day. Fill my cup, Lord. Go out in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.